Thanks for joining us at The Zealous Disposition, where positive positions on life are shared through dialogue, stories, and other experiences. And now your host, Mr. Zach D.
Hello, everyone. Today, I would like to talk about comfort and affliction. And what brought this to mind was I was thinking about my last deployment. This is probably a topic I wanted to talk about for a while. So it's easy to bring up experiences, life experiences, deployments. Like I said, a lot of things happened during that time. So on one of my last deployments, I was with a unit, and part of my job, I had to go around and do site visits. So we had people deployed all over the AR. And when I did site visits, I would normally travel with a team. So this team I was traveling with this time was the chaplain assistant, and our doctor. Doctor wanted to go around and just check up on everybody, on the health and everything. And I had to check on the environment, check on the living conditions, the work equipment, operations, how things were going like that. And it was really bothering me because for this time I got tired of site visits, plane hopping, helicopter rides, all of that stuff. I just really didn't feel like going. I didn't really feel like going to like a new place and getting into the tent, settling in just for like a few days, then packing up again and leaving. So I was mentally drained trying to deal with some stuff. And I expressed like, man, I just really don't want to go. It gets frustrating. I don't feel like doing this. And I would have expected the chaplain to say something, but it was actually the doc. The doc, he was pretty cool, pretty down to earth. And they were talking about some things, some issues, and that's how my story, my issues came up. And we discussed a few things, and I would like to share a verse of what they shared with me. And it really hit home. Hopefully it can hit home with you. Now, I'm not asking you to be all super religious and everything, but understand verses from the Bible can hit home, because I'm sure you heard some things from Buddha. You heard some things from somewhere else and everything. You're like, wow, that really makes sense. I dig that. I understand it. It's the same with Bible verses. So it hit home to me. Hopefully it can hit you. The verse read today will be 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 through 11 of the English Standard Version. And it reads, "Blessed be the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us and all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as we share abundantly in Christ's suffering, so through Christ we share abundantly in comfort too. If we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. And if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we suffer. Our hope for you is unshaken, for we know that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in our comfort. For we do not want you to be unaware, brothers, of the affliction we experienced in Asia. For we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death, but that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will deliver us again. You also must help us by prayer, so that many will give thanks on our behalf for the blessings granted us through the prayers of many." Now let's go over a few things I would like to highlight in there. Let's go with verse 4. And verse 4 pretty much reads, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction. So this right here will tell you, there will be times when we're going to experience some type of hardship. Life is not all roses. There's going to be some ups and there's going to be some downs. So we will experience some hardships. These hardships are there for a reason. In the long term, they help us grow. They mold us into a stronger person. And this leads us on to another highlighted area of in verse 6. In verse 6 it says, if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. And if we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which you experience when you patiently endure the same sufferings that we suffer. So for this one, this verse 6, once again, understand there will be some hardships. There will be good times and bad times. But these hardships, not all of them will be for us, per se. Once again, it's not always about us. Sometimes we may go through something for others. It's hard to grasp that because, you know, we live in a time to where we just want to do a lot of things for ourselves. It's all about me. It's all about what can I get, what can I gain. But sometimes we go through things for other people. And with something like this, going through those hardships, those bad experiences, what better way than to relay any type of message than by experiencing what you're speaking on? You know, have you ever heard someone who was telling a story or talking to you about something, and they said it with such emotion in every word that you could just feel what they were saying? You could just almost like you were just in their place, and you could just like visually experience everything that they were talking about. You know why that is? It's because they were authentic with what they were talking about. They've been through that hardship, that bad experience. They were able to relay everything in each word and make a lasting impression. And just by their words, by what they said, you knew that they actually cared, to whether they were talking to you or someone else. But whoever they were talking to, you can actually feel that they cared about what they said. And then verse 9 says, indeed, we feel that we have received the sentence of death. But that was to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. Now, right off the bat, we have, they felt like they were going to die. Not like, oh, this is hard, I may pass out, or, oh, I'm hungry, I need something to eat, I don't know if I'll make it to lunch. They felt like they were going to die. But they were able to make it through by not relying on their own reasoning, by understanding the bigger plan, and by having faith. They understood that what they're going through is part of the bigger picture, the bigger plan. And then they have faith. They had faith that they would make it through. So, going back to the story. So I read my verse. I paused for a moment. I looked at the doc, and I pretty much just said, thank you. Thank you for that. And I sat back and just thought about the words I read. Then we got called up for our helicopter flight. We boarded the helicopter with other passengers. We took off, and as we're flying, I'm still thinking about the verse, or the passage, should I say, that I just read. Still thinking on it. We landed at one FOB. Some of the passengers got off. Then we took off again, still thinking about the passage I read. Then we landed at our FOB. The back hatch opened up. We walked out, heads down. Dust everywhere. Still thinking about the passage I read. Helicopter took off and the dust cleared. And I look around and yep, it still sucked. Not gonna lie. No foo-foo stuff at all. The trip still sucked. However, And it's a big however. One thing I did gain was I had comfort in knowing that there was a bigger plan. There was a bigger picture that I wasn't seeing at the time. And because of that, I turned the trip into a learning experience. I was able to look at things like, how can I make this better? What can I do to improve my outlook? And from that, I was able to help my replacement adjust and plan for site visits, able to give the do's and the don'ts, take this and not that. When you get here, these are some things you want to do right off the bat, just to make the whole process easier and smoother. And because of that trip, I was able to develop the idea of making a blog, which in turn turned into making this podcast. So whatever hardship you're experiencing, whatever hard times you're going through, understand, just being truthfully honest, understand that, yes, it sucks at the moment. It will suck. But it's not the end. It's not the end of everything. You'll make it through. And you'll make it through stronger than before you started. And most likely you'll be ready for the next challenge. And then you'll be able to aid those who are around you. And that's what it's all about. Being stronger to help yourself and being stronger to help those around you. Comfort and affliction. The sweet and sour of life. Do you know someone who displays a zealous disposition? We would like to hear from you. Please send a correspondence email to zealousdisposition@gmail.com. Thank you for listening to The Zealous Disposition. And remember, let your actions speak positivity, for as iron sharpens iron, so one man another.